Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon. Hi, this is David Sherman with Healthier Life, Keys to a Healthier Lifestyle, and I want to welcome everybody. We're here in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, broadcasting live at our studio. We've got a very fancy studio that we've upgraded to, and it's a balmy, almost 90 degrees out, and the sun is shining, and we're here to talk to people about how they can reduce pain and inflammation. And one of the innovative technologies out there is deep tissue laser therapy. And I've got as my guest, my partner in Natural Recharge, Amy Willine. Amy and I are both certified laserologists, if you'd like to call it that term, but we've been doing deep tissue laser therapy for over the past 2 years, studied under the likes of Dr. Perry Nicholson, who's one of the pioneers in deep tissue laser therapy using the Light Cure laser. The Light Cure laser is probably one of the leading companies in laser therapy technology. There's a lot of different lasers out there that do a lot of different modalities. And we find that the Light Cure laser has been very effective, and we get very quick results when properly administered. So before I get started here, I'd like to welcome Amy. Amy, how are you doing today?
I'm very well. Thank you.
That's great, Amy. So, Amy, tell me, I know that you've done a lot of different treatments on deep tissue laser therapy. Before we get into some of the technology behind it, maybe you can talk about, I know that we've had some really great experiences with people recently, and what would be some of the types of typical experiences that a customer might have when they're first experiencing laser therapy?
Well, everybody responds differently because everybody is unique. But the laser is so effective at problems with the neck, the shoulders, the lower back. We have people in with sciatica issues, knee problems. It's fabulous at reducing the inflammation markers by bringing blood flow and oxygen to the tissues. And what's really nice about it is that we can be very specific. The laser has a wand attachment, and that we can get very specific into the joints at the different parts of the body, and we put light in there, and it's just fabulous. We get wonderful results pretty quickly. People feel good, and they can, when they leave, they move better, they have more range of motion. They just feel great when they're done.
Absolutely. In fact, one of your recent customers who came in was very, very skeptical about the deep tissue laser therapy. They had a lot of fear in actually getting into using the laser and trying. They thought there would be pain, which there's obviously no pain. They talked about that they didn't think it would help them, but they realized in just one short treatment, and that was about 20 minutes of that treatment, they were able to have an 80% improvement on a temporary basis. Now, we don't, you know, profess or claim to make any specific cures with the deep tissue laser therapy, but if we can release the muscles, if we can help to open up the arteries and veins to get better blood flow to the area, and in turn help the body start the healing process, it can be a very effective tool that not a lot of people are aware of. And there's a lot of, although there's a lot of different lasers out there, we know that the Light Cure has been proven and one of the leaders in the industry. So one of the things before we get into Amy, before I start to talk about that, is I'd like to talk about the technology. And, you know, being that I'm the engineer in the group and involved with that, I'm going to talk a little bit about what Light Cure does and what's different about their laser. So there's different classes of lasers. There's class 1 through class 4. And the laser that we use at our offices and the one that we think has been very effective is a class 4 laser. By class 4, what does that mean? That means it's a higher wattage. That means there's more power to the laser. And our laser ranges anywhere from 1 watt up to a maximum of 15 watts. And in doing that, we can vary the level to a very low laser level, and we can increase it up to a very high power. Ours, the LightCure laser that we've chosen or that we think is an effective one, has two different frequencies. It has what's called a dual wavelength output of 808 nanometers and 980 nanometers. These wavelengths are chosen to have a maximum depth of penetration based on a different variety of skin types while having therapeutic advantages. Treatment times are typical of a 10 watts. We're using output power, could be anywhere from 5 to 12 minutes. We do focus on different areas of the body. We'll talk about that shortly. But the nice thing about that is that we have the ability to go from a high power unit to a very low power unit with a very small beam size. Different skins and different pigmentations have allowed us to do that. But, we can vary the wattage of the laser. So what I'd like to do is, Amy, if you could talk for a minute about the technique behind how the laser is used and what the customers would potentially feel. And then remember, while listening to this show, we are going to have a special promotion. So by listening to the show at the end, we will talk about how you can get in and take advantage of this laser before it's over. So Amy, so tell me, how is the laser, how do they apply it? What is somebody going to feel when they do that?
Okay, so the way that we love to use the laser, and it makes it unique to us, is that we look at the body as a whole. So when somebody comes in and has a shoulder issue, we most certainly will address the shoulder issue. But we also look at the whole body, because the body works with a kinetic chain. So even though it might be your right shoulder that's bothering you, we look at the left hip. We look at the right knee, we look at the feet, so we look at the whole body, and we treat the body holistically. So as far as the way that the laser feels, depends on the application that we use. So there's an application where it's just the laser is not applied to the skin, but it's just wanded above the skin, and it brings blood flow and oxygen to the tissues, but there is no touch to the skin. And that can be used with people that are in a lot of pain, don't like touch. Getting into some of the fingers and the joints that are a little knobbier, we would use the wand. And then there is a massage ball, and that really is what we use a lot, is a massage ball, because we can really get into the muscle and help to release the muscle. When the laser is first turned on, it's cold, but then as we use the laser, it's warm. And so it is a warm laser, and there are cold lasers out there, but the warm lasers work more effectively and quicker. You'll get quicker results. So what we like to do is use the laser ball as a massage, because we can really get in there and we can release the muscle that is holding either the shoulder from not going back or from it going forward. At the low back, we can get into the low back and into the glute muscles. We found with sciatica pain, oftentimes it's caused from the front, with the hip flexors actually being tight. So not only do we apply the laser to the lower back, but we also, like I said, look at the body holistically, and we will apply the laser to the hip flexors and and to the areas that are tight, and we can really feel it with the massage ball, and people love it because it's like you're getting a two-for-one. You're getting a massage, and you're with heat, and you're getting the laser treatment along with that. So it's wonderful. I've even actually given massages, body massages, with the laser, and it's just, they love it.
Yes, that's exactly right. We've had a number of customers who have had all over body massages using the lower power of the laser to help heat the tissue and warm up and get better blood flow. Because what is massage? We're actually trying to activate the blood flow in the body and help to heal and break down the fascia so that people have that flexibility. You know, I know that one of the things that we found with applying the laser, we're not just doing the one point in the body, but we are this multiple points. And I think that's really important because there's a lot of different offices out there who use deep tissue laser therapy, and they're focusing on just the area where the pain is. Mm-hmm. But we're looking at what we call to as referred pain. And I spoke to this about in a previous session with Francis McCullough, who's done a lot of work with us as far as that referred pain. How are you, so somebody's got an elbow problem or a wrist problem. What typically happens when somebody does a laser therapy from that? Let's say that their wrist, they've got pain. What would you look at, Amy?
Well, I would look at the wrist, but I would definitely follow it up to the elbow and the shoulder and the neck because it's all in one. The nerves come from the neck, from the brain, and they go down the shoulder, down the elbow, and down the wrist. So unless it's a trauma where somebody, their wrist, and we know that it's very specific, I'll try and follow the muscle pattern or the nerve pattern up. And generally, I can find a tight muscle or a knot or something that is actually causing a pinching. And we do range of motion when we do the laser, so it's not just the passive act. We will put your wrist through rotation, we'll put your shoulder through a rotation, we'll put your elbow in, and really get the rollerball in there to break up any knots that could be causing the pain.
Oh, well, I think that's tremendous in terms of applying and following to where the pain is, because as you and I both know, we've seen a lot of our customers come in and they'll point to a certain area where the pain is, and when you go and you find those knots or you find that tightness, that necessarily is somewhere, you know, along that referred pain path or along the muscles or the tract of muscles. And even the way they're standing or the way they're sitting could affect that whole performance of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So for all those of you out there who do feel, you know what, they're not really sure about this, we talked about that it's a warm feeling. We mm-hmm. talked about we can use a ball. We don't have to press on the area too. We can apply it over like as a light, you know, on top without actually touching the body. So for those who are more sensitive, there is the ability to do that laser therapy there as well. What do you see as the most common? Is there a common treatment that we're doing a lot, or is there something that typically people are skeptical of that they find that they're getting quick relief on that you found that's been very effective?
Well, I think people that have inflammation in their joint really feel it very quickly. They
arthritis.
They get in their hands move better, their knees move better. I just had a gentleman in the other day that had meniscus issues in his knee and had been in a lot of pain, and he just was amazed when he got done with his treatment, the range of motion that he had, and how much better he felt walking.
One treatment.
Exactly, one treatment. Now, if you've had chronic back issues, it will take several treatments. And normally the recommendation is 3 times in 1 week every other day, and then 2 times the next week, and then, you know, 1 time or where you're at. We'll see after that. But it, generally, even more range of motion and better movement after one treatment.
Yeah, that's the great thing about this, is that somebody can go have that first treatment. It's not going to cure or solve the problem in one treatment, but they're going to get a a positive feeling that going forward, just like when you take a pill, you say, well, it hasn't worked yet. At least here with the laser therapy, in a lot of cases, I would say 90 plus, they're going to feel some type of relief immediately. And then there's those who may actually get worse before they get better. And tell us about what happens there and what's going on with that.
Well, sometimes what happens is we get the body to shift and to move. And so you might have aches and pains in areas that you didn't have aches and pains before. And that's just because we've loosened up some tight areas, and you might be having a different walking pattern. You might be having a different movement pattern that you'll actually have a new pain where you didn't have pain. And also, we've noticed that some people that have nerve damage, it starts to activate the nerves. So you'll actually maybe have an increase of nerve pain if that's the kind of pain that we're working on, you know, some of the neuropathy and so forth. So in those cases, we start slow, and because we just don't want that increased pain. So you might not have as long of a session just because, you know, more is not always better.
Is this covered under insurance?
Wishful thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that there's a lot of people out there who are probably sitting listening and say, hey, you know, can I get my car, you know, insurance to pay for it? Now, we do have some cases where people have been in automobile accidents where the insurer will pay for it because it's an effective tool for helping to relieve those kind of pains. And I know there's a lot of people out there who get into automobile accidents, might have some neck pain, some whiplash, different kinds of shoulder issues. And although we require either approval from the insurance company, a lot of the insurance companies will pay up front so that they can get their proper treatment. And that's a great tool. So don't, if you've been in a car accident, you think that there's only physical therapy and you think that, or massage, this is another application that might work for you, correct?
Oh, for sure. It's a wonderful alternative, and, you know, doctors and physical therapists recognize it as that. So.
Okay, so let's talk about a few. Let's talk about a few of the treatments, and then I just maybe we'll go back and talk a little bit more about the science. Plantar fasciitis. That's something a lot of people have.
Fabulous. Yes, it's fabulous for that. And like I said, we don't just laser the area of pain. What I found in plantar fasciitis is that we'll do the whole foot, but I've been finding that there is often something, especially at the back of the knee. There's usually a tightness at the back of the knee. So like I said, we don't just treat the area of pain. I try and find where the source of the pain is. And it doesn't always happen the first time. It's like a layer. So the more that I would work on you, the more that the muscles become less tight, and eventually we'll be able to find out where the trigger is coming from and be able to, you know, just help reduce inflammation in the whole area there.
Excellent. So plantar fasciitis, we talked a little bit about arthritis. Mm-hmm. We talked about different spinal issues.
Mm-hmm.
What about those athletes with injuries? What can this do for them if they've got muscle pulls, strains, different kinds of damage? What have you experienced there?
Well, what's wonderful about those are called acute injuries. And so with an acute injury, you're going to get faster results. So if you come in right away after pulling a muscle or whatever the problem is, you will get a much quicker response than you will with somebody that's had chronic pain. It hasn't had a long time in order to build up inflammation, so the quicker that you can get the injury taken care of, the better. We had somebody coming in that had a broken bone, and once she got her cast off at 3 weeks, we started lasering her, and when she went back at 6 weeks, her doctor was amazed that she was as healed as she was, and she was able to start physical therapy right away.
Well, I know you said that. Actually, my daughter, who's an athlete, had a severe high ankle sprain that she got in lacrosse back early this summer. And she was on her way to go to camp. And we combined with some other natural things, recovery, which is a natural anti-inflammatory, and the laser therapy. She went from walking, from being on crutches on a Thursday to actually walking on her foot on Sunday without any crutches. And I'm sure that the laser therapy, not only did I see reduced swelling, but and we got to it because we got to that right away, as you said. I think that's real important, is to get that immediate response. But I also found that she got more of that flexibility back. And those ankle sprains and foot injuries like that, those are tough. They take a long time to heal. And as you said, the bone breaks and things like that, there's nothing that can't hurt by helping that response.
Right. You might be interested in knowing there. Some people wonder if there's any contraindications, and I think it's important to know what some of those may be, just so that you would know that if laser was for you or not. We won't do any laser on anybody who has cancer or a tumor. Just for the very reason that we're bringing blood flow and oxygen to the tissues. And so you wouldn't want to do anything to make any abnormal tissue growth. We were very, very careful when we apply the laser that we have protective eye covering, and we're very careful about getting it in certain areas that, like the thyroid. So we're very, very careful and diligent in our application, the laser, that we're protecting ourselves and our client. So I just think that that's very important for everyone to know that the safety and the care of our client is first and foremost.
That's great. And I know also pregnant people, we've got to avoid doing any kind of laser therapy in the abdominal area or area that could affect the fetus, and also that we do try to limit the amount of laser therapy in younger children because we don't want to affect the bone growth if there's still bone growth going on. But it can be used in younger adults. It just has to be reduced wattage and also be cognizant of those areas that could potentially affect it. There's just not enough research to know if it's harmful or not harmful. So what we do is we avoid those areas to do that. Mm-hmm. In talking about that, you know, a lot of people like to see this laser, feel what's going on, and we do offer a special promotion here where if you call Natural Recharge at 248-203-7744. You can schedule a free complimentary appointment. That complimentary appointment will allow you to get a consultation with one of our experts. At the same time, we will do a laser session on you at that time to show you the effects of how that laser is going to work and discuss with you what type of time or how many sessions might be needed for healing. Don't get involved with those who might be offering 20, 30 sessions for a package. We don't recommend that. We recommend that you purchase, if you're going to purchase this, it's in smaller package sessions so that you can see how that the technology is working for you and you're not making a large investment in something that for long term you may not need. Not to say that you won't need the laser therapy for something else, but we try to keep our packages in anywhere from a 4 to 8 session range where they're fairly inexpensive and they allow the customer to actually see the progress and determine if they need to continue. So, Amy, how long would somebody expect on their first session here? What's usually involved? What do they need to do?
Our sessions last up to an hour, although if we need an hour, we'll do an hour, but generally a half hour. And the first one is just a lot of assessing and talking about what the problem is and then actually applying the laser. And so that when you leave after your first session, you'll feel fabulous. I mean, you'll have more range of motion in your arm movements and your shoulder movements. And if you, depending on if you have knee issues or hip or back issues, we'll address those issues. And when you leave, you'll have a good indication of what the laser can do for you.
So if those of you who have a computer, I assume most of you do, you wouldn't be probably listening to this radio show if you hadn't, because we are at blogtalkradio.com. If you were to go to YouTube, and under YouTube, if you were to type in Light Cure, L-I, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, C as in Cat, U, R, Robert, E, and then type in Light Cure and then Laser Therapy, you will see a number of different videos come up from those that show how the companion therapy laser works. There's a medical animation, there's some, you know, does it work or does it not work? You actually can see some news reports, and you type in Perry Mickelson, just type in probably Light Cure and space P-E-R-R-Y. You will find some great videos by Perry, which actually show how the laser is working and how he's applied in his practice. This is one of the leading chiropractors in the country. He's worked with professional athletes. He's treated all kinds of different problems. He's been featured on different news shows, and he's got some success stories in there as well. Even TMJ is one of the areas that he's done some work with. So I would recommend everybody at least go to youtube.com, type in Light Cure, and then either just Laser Therapy or Light Cure space Perry, and you can see one of our leading doctors and how he's applied this technology in his practice. So what other questions do you think that, Amy, that a customer might have before they come in to see do laser therapy?
Well, I think, first of all, it's affordable. And I think what we've done is we've made it very affordable. Like you said, the cost of usually what a copay is to go to a doctor. We aren't here to break the bank. We are here to help you, and we've made it very affordable with our packages. So, you know, just come in with for your first free session and just feel the effects of it. That's all I can say to do. I think people generally, you know, are skeptical when they first come in, and they're really pleasantly surprised when they leave. It's wonderful. You know, we have school starting, and we have all the athletes going back to school and, you know, starting up training. And most people, when they start training, they overdo. And, you know, come in for a treatment, and it's amazing how quickly that you can get back on track. I mean, maybe you already talked about it, but there's a lot of professional sports teams out there that are using this laser on their professional athletes.
Toronto Blue Jays are one team. I know the baseball, there's a number of hockey teams, the Buffalo Sabres, Pittsburgh Steelers have used it for their football team. There's numerous other ones, but all the sports use it. Some use different types of lasers. We just know that the Light Cure has been, it just gives us a wide range. We can go from that low power to a higher power. We can do from like a class one to a class four, depending on what the needs of the individual are. So that's important to know. And we just find that this one gives us a lot of flexibility. What's even more fascinating, when you do come in to Natural Recharge and you get to watch the laser and work, you can actually see that the company has actually developed a really phenomenal touch screen software that allows us literally to point to the area of where the pain is, actually point to the type of problem it is, and it actually calculates how much time and energy is needed in that particular range of area that we're going to do laser therapy on. So it's almost, I wouldn't say it's foolproof or monkey-proof, but it does make it a lot simpler in the sense that we have a lot of experience. We've got thousands and thousands of previous uses that have been developed over time that Light Cure has developed this software. So
right, takes the guesswork out of it. So if you have a sprain or a strain, they have certain protocols for that. If you have arthritis, there's certain protocols for that. Now we can oftentimes, and I do, make it more personal, and I can up the wattage or down the wattage depending on the client's need, but it's just nice to have a starting point.
You know, what's also interesting is that I think it's important to note is that this same exact laser is not only used in the medical field on humans, but they're using it for dogs, and they call it the companion therapy laser, and I've seen it in a number of veterinary offices. And then also, it's an equine or horses have been using the same laser as well. Excuse me. So here we are. We know it's not just working on humans, but where you don't get a placebo effect with a dog or a horse, we see, we've actually used it on some dogs in our own offices here. Literally, the dogs get the laser treatment, come out, and they're running around like they're puppies again. So.
Yeah, we actually have a client that came in, and he took his dog to a vet here in the area that uses the same laser that we do. And my niece, actually, in her vet clinic in Houston, used the same laser. So when she came into town and had a bum knee or ankle, she came in and was excited because she was able to use the laser and make it feel better very quickly.
Well, we're going to move on to some other subjects. So before, just want to wrap up. So if you think that you've got some type of pain, you want to maybe look at other options before a surgical procedure. It can be a pre-surgery or a post-surgery. We also do a lot of people who've had different arthroscopic surgeries. We've had ACL surgeries, rotator cuff surgeries, where they're looking to get that flexibility back and break down that tissue. And again, the acute injuries. As I said, it's used by athletic trainers in the NFL, MLB, Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL. Even Olympic teams have used this. So it's definitely a proven technology. It's been around for a number of years. And if you want to get moving faster or get that relief quicker, it's something you should explore. Mm-hmm. And at Natural Recharge, they've got the option where you can come and get one complimentary treatment. And if you mention this radio show, we'll give you an additional 5% off on a package of your purchase of a package. You'll have to mention that you heard Amy and David on Blog Talk Radio. And if you purchase a package, you'll get an additional 5% off, which could be another free treatment. So our prices are extremely competitive. I think we go down as low as $40 for a half hour session. So there's really, you won't find anybody, I think, in the area that has a more economical modality for treating these types of pains and getting really fast, quick relief. So let's move on. Amy, I know that there's something that you had a little session on here last week. It's called tapping. And I'd like you to tell me, this is something that's it's really out there. It's out there in the sense that people look at you like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
But tell us, what is this tap and how is it used for people? Because I know I was a little skeptical at first, but I know you've had some great experiences and such a positive emotional freedom from this.
Well, thank you, David. Yes, now we're getting to my passion. You know, after the last blog talk, how I love the oils and I love the energy centers and I love the emotional side of life and how to let go of things in our past that come back and seem to haunt us. We always wonder, why is this happening to me again? And that's because we really haven't gotten to the root cause of it. And what he's talking about is a technique that's called emotional freedom technique. And it's, or EFT, and it was developed by Gary Craig. And while I'm not trained in it, I have been introduced to it, and we have a client, and she's become a friend, come in, and she helps us in our workshops that we do by doing the emotional clearing part of it with this EFT. And with positive affirmations, and this, it's just profound. And so what David's talking about is we had a session the other night, and we used the essential oils, and we were opening up the heart energy center. And we're getting some really profound results from it. And he wondered what this EFT was. And so a little bit, what it does is there's certain points on the face and on the torso that you tap repetitively about 5 or 6 times. And you're tapping at the end point or the beginning point of the energy flow. We talked on the blog talk last time about the body has different energy centers, seven different energy centers that go down the center of the body at the pubic bone, which is the root chakra or the root energy center. And then you have the sacral one. Then you have a solar plexus one, which is about in your the middle of your abdomen, right where your diaphragm is. And then you have your heart chakra or energy center, and you have your throat, your pituitary or your third eye, and then your crown. And all of these are the energy centers or the energy organs of your body. And then connecting the organs are what is called meridians. And that's like the blood flow or the veins, the electrical current veins that connect the different organs. And so, and it's Chinese medicine, not something I've made up, but it's old Chinese medicine healing that was done, has been done for years. And anybody that's had acupuncture done or acupressure, the acupuncturist is what they're doing is they're activating the meridian flows with the needle. And so that's what this is doing, is it's activating the end points or the beginning points of let's say the liver meridian or the heart meridian or the stomach meridian. And we can have emotions stored in different areas of the body. And so by activating those meridians and saying a positive affirmation, you can really get into some releasing some of the emotional trauma that can be stored in the different tissues of the body. And it can be very, very profound. And I know it has for me, everybody has stuff, and you go back to the original trauma and you tap out what the emotion is of the original trauma. And it helps release all the traumas that brought forward that may have happened, so that you're not keeping on repeating history. So it's very profound. I'm just starting to learn about it, but firsthand we have done it, and it's amazing how wonderful you feel afterwards, like this huge release.
So how does it work? I mean, what is the process in terms of what just give somebody an idea, you know, like a 2-minute overview of what they would do, okay? Because that's really, you know, I mean, for somebody to understand it, it doesn't hurt.
No.
But it's you know, how is it going to start to release that energy?
Okay, so that's a very good question. So what, let's just say you have the fear of flying. So what you would try and do is address where that fear came from. Did you have an experience the first time that you flew? Was there turbulence? And then you rate that fear and you try and put into words the more specific that you can be about that fear. The fear that made me throw up, or the fear that, you know,
fear of dying.
Whatever. Yes. That the more specific that you can be, the better. And so then what you do is you rate that fear, and then you go through a series of tapping the side of your hand, which is a meridian center, and you would tap in that fear that you're feeling. And people think that you need to tap in positive affirmations, but what this is doing is it's helping the body recognize that you're talking about the fear. And then there's several different acupressure points at the between the eyes, by the nose at the beginning of the eyebrow line. You would tap there, and then you tap on the outside of your eyes, and you tap underneath the eye, like beneath the pupil and underneath the nose, underneath the chin, then at the collarbone, where your collarbone comes together, right there. And then there's a point underneath your arm, and then at the front of your rib cage. And all these points you would tap three times in succession, saying or observing the feeling that you're feeling. And there's something about observing that feeling. So you would tap like this fear of flying that I have, that I'm going to die. And you tap it out by tapping out those emotions. I don't know, it just somehow helps it to release.
So tapping is not hard, right?
No.
How long do you tap for?
The whole thing can last, I don't know, 3 minutes.
3 minutes. So you tap on each spot, or you tap on one spot for 3 minutes?
No, you tap on each spot three times. Oh, well, you go through the whole sequence three times.
So you tap the forehead, like above the eye, three times, and then you're saying on the outside of the eye three times. And
underneath the eye.
Underneath the eyes, and then underneath the nose,
underneath
the chin.
And then between
the collarbone, the clavicle, or
yeah, right down underneath the clavicle.
Well, we need the anatomy expert.
Yeah, we do. So, if you go to www.emofree.com, it tells a little bit about Gary Craig, and if you go to YouTube video and you type in EFT, there's all kinds of tapping. You tap for pain, but I like Gary Craig because he was the original guy, and so that, you know, that's usually the best person to follow. So anyhow, I need to find out about getting certified. We have a client, like I said, who's been certified, and she's been coming in, and we've been trying to develop a protocol to help be able to introduce it at Natural Recharge and have group sessions where we can do some good work. Between that and the positive affirmations and the oils, you can really get some profound help.
Well, we'll share the EFT basic recipe by founder Gary Craig on our Natural Recharge Facebook page. So if you go to there, you'll actually get to learn a little bit about how tapping works. So if you want to learn more about it, you can actually go to our Natural Recharge. If you type facebook.com and look for Natural Recharge, you will get to see more of what's going on. And we'll have a link to Gary Craig's basic recipe behind how tapping is used. So with that, is there anything else that, do people have, do they feel upset or unhappy when they're done with the tapping? Or is it, because there's both positive and negative emotions that could occur, correct?
Oh, yeah. Normally what you do is when you get done with the initial tapping session, you check back in and you rate how you feel. And so what you would do is if you still feel, like say you rated on a scale of 1 to 10 your fear of flying and it was an 8, you would check back in after you did your first sequence, and if it's still a 5, you would go through that same sequence again, and until that feeling.
Until that number gets down.
Exactly, it gets down, and there, I can't say that it's a very easy thing. It's not like it's gut wrenching or anything like that. It's empowering.
So basically, what I kind of see this, and maybe you can tell me if I'm wrong, and I know that we've got Lisa Ellis here who also does tapping with us, is that when somebody does this, you're really reevaluating your thoughts behind it, and then the more you face or focus on those issues, those emotional issues, and using the tapping as a resource to help actually try to clear those issues and get more comfortable with them. Because like anything else, I mean, I'm not too good around spiders. Okay, let's be honest here. We're going to talk about things. That's not one of my favorite areas. I don't like spiders crawling on me. And
And so, like anything else, the more you deal with it, the more you start to feel experience with it, the better you're going to feel.
Right. But part of it is addressing where, why you feel that way. Like going back to sort of the origin of why, what happened, spiders. Like, did something happen when you were a kid where a spider landed on you and you were in bed?
Right. Oh, that's a good point.
So that's what you go back to, and then you try and figure out the emotion that you felt at that time. And then by addressing that, then that's the emotion that you need to work on. So there's some work and some self-evaluation that you have to do to find out initially. For example, the other night, I thought my issue was something to do with my past and not being grounded because we moved so much when I was young. But it came out that it was sorrow. It was sorrow with the relationship that had been going on. And then when I was able to finally get to that, that's what the issue was, it was amazing how I felt when I got done. But it was identifying actually the source of at that point in time, why my heart chakra or my energy wasn't able to the way that I wanted. So, and Lisa was there, and I was just going to have her share a little bit of her story and how EFT has worked for her.
So, Lisa, tell us. Lisa Ellis is one of the members of the staff at Natural Recharge, and she happened to walk into the studio today. So I'd love for you, Lisa, to just tell us a little bit about your story. Lisa is a mother of a beautiful little boy, Bronson, and has known us for a long time and spent a lot of time working with us and learning about these different emotional techniques. So, Lisa, maybe tell a little bit about your experience.
Certainly. When we first started doing the energy work, I was always very interested in what we were doing, but also kind of distant, more in a learning environment, more than being in it, kind of still being in it, but being outside of it. And we started focusing in on me one evening, and I wasn't quite ready.
Uh-oh, that's how it's that time, right?
And it was really empowering. What I learned, there was an issue that I had been dealing with that would actually struggle with on a weekly basis. And I honestly have to say that by the end of that evening, I did not have the anxiety
tension
that I had with that issue. That, I mean, I thought about this specific incident since early childhood.
Wow.
Like seventh grade.
That's unbelievable.
And we were able to address it and identify specific emotions and tap those emotions out. And the issues that I had with specific individuals and the way that I made me feel, I took the power back. And I've been able to move forward on it. And this was something that would bother me, if not weekly, you know, but daily. Like, there were things that would pop up that would instantly aggravate me, make me upset, and make me lose my own power. And I was able to regain that back in the session. And so I'm here. I absolutely want to see, you know, Karen and do all the activities that we do, and Amy with the energy work. And it's incredible.
Well, you know, that's interesting because you do look 10 years younger now.
No, but you look younger. That it's amazing when you do see the release, the way that your face changes from,
sure,
you know, from being able to.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm
I agree with you. I think it does. It makes you have a, not that you don't have a fantastic smile, but now you have you're more lifted up and you're more positive. And then when something comes up and is upsetting, because that's not underlying behind you, it's helping to make you feel better. I think the other thing that's important, and we've talked about this, Amy, is that we're talking about stress. So that's a daily stress that you have occurred for since childhood. Think about what that does in the body over time. And now the ability to actually release that stress and move forward with being able to focus on other things, that's got to do wonders overall for your body. And if you think about it, we're not just talking about this one little technique, simple little technique could make a dramatic change in terms of your lifespan and you know, reducing chances of sickness and disease. And, you know, really, what is Natural Recharge all about, and what is you and the team about, is helping people to reduce stress. And it could be pain stress, it could be emotional stress, physical stress, and we also deal with oxidative stress from the blood with natural products to do that, and on topically and internally. So that's great to hear. And I noticed you also, I think you walk about 6 inches off the ground now. Is that the case, Lisa?
I'm not sure. I needed the extra height.
You needed the extra height? Well, that's a good way to go. So we've only got about 9 minutes left in the show, and I know we've talked a little bit about the deep tissue laser therapy as one way to reduce stress. We're talking about the tapping or the emotional, what we call emotional release, what is it?
Yeah, with emotional freedom technique.
Emotional freedom technique, EFT. And, you know, it's interesting when you talk about that, both you're saying this, one of the things I went to get some training on neuro-linguistic programming. And NLP, part of what they do to release these fears or problems that people have, for example, I saw a woman who was biting her nails literally every day for 50 years. And in 5 minutes of work with one of the experts, a highly trained expert in NLP, he actually went back and dealt with the reason that whole nail biting came up originally, maybe 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, the woman never had another desire to bite her nails again. And the next day, literally, she came into our NLP sessions and she was expounding upon the benefits of how something so simple, when she went back and dealt with this, he did this technique where he went back and tried to have her envision that time, and he called it, I don't remember the name of the technique, where she sees herself in a movie and she actually sees herself in that situation that's occurring, and then she puts herself outside and goes through that feeling, and he replays and tries to release those feelings with some positive affirmations, and it really, really was effective. I saw it not only for a woman biting nails, I saw it for a guy who was addicted to Dr. Pepper. And when the session was done, the 10 minutes where he's fully conscious the whole time, they had him close his eyes for a little bit to envision it. But they then asked him, because he really wasn't, he kind of knew what happened, but he wasn't sure after. And they said, would you like a Dr. Pepper? And he said he had absolutely no desire, did not even want that. So it is great.
So is it like a hypnosis?
It's not hypnosis. That it's a the neurolinguistic. It is. It's a form of hypnosis in a sense that, but it's basically going back and addressing that original issue and going back and trying to think of it in a positive way. So it wasn't really, he was never hypnotized. He was just talking with him, with this neurolinguistic programmer or NLP expert, and how he did that. So it's really fascinating. I might actually, I don't know if we'll be able to make the next show or either this show or the second show, but I have an NLP expert that we might be able to bring on and talk more about that, because it really is it's an interesting subject. And now as we kind of morphed into this, I think, we should really talk about NLP, because somebody can go to an NLP expert and get some really great, experiences behind that, combined with something like this EFT technique. Mm-hmm. So, anything else?
It sounds similar to what we were getting to. So, when we're first starting to talk through and start identifying the emotion where we started feeling this, we first start off by asking, if you are aware that there was one specific, incident. Sometimes you know exactly where it was coming from. Sometimes, like even the other night when we were working with it, it takes a little bit of time telling the story and having people able to listen to what you're saying because you perceive it in one way and somebody else is able to listen and hear the words that you're saying because you hear them differently.
Yeah.
And by pulling that out and saying, okay, now this is what I heard you say, and just even by having somebody repeat those words, it gives me chills. Identifying, and then you're like, okay, well, let's start tapping on this word and these emotions that you just addressed, and then you start to peel away, you know, the feeling, and it's amazing.
Oh, it is. And the thing, too, that you have to realize, like, in this situation where it was happened in a youth, you have to remember how you felt it when you were that age, not from an adult and your perception of it now. So you actually have to go back and feel how you felt, and you have to put those words to it.
That's funny. I said feel, felt, found, or whatever, I think, is one of the things they actually say. So that's the same kind of feel, felt, found, I think, is what they do. They ask it, and they actually keep using that same technique. So it's here we are, all these different techniques, all trying to go to the same modality, and they're just a little different ways to apply them, just like a laser therapy. There's different lasers out there, maybe you apply them differently. We believe we have here at the Natural Recharge and our office is a technique that has been mastered by some really good chiropractors out there, and it's able for us to apply. But you don't need a chiropractor to use this. You don't need a orthopedic surgeon. We can do that. The same goes that Amy and Lisa and the staff here have some really good ways to tap into those emotions, whether it's using the essential oils with the raindrop massage that we talked about last month, using EFT. We can do even the Zyto scan, where we talked about that, and then we match up those emotions with the different essential oils that we talked about last month. So there's so many different ways, and I really encourage you to come to Natural Recharge. You can find out more about those. It's almost more of like an educational experience than anything else, and you might be able to share it with your friends and family. So I only can tell you that it's in your best interest to come explore and find out more what they're about, or listen to these sessions and then call in and ask questions. Either if it's not on this live, you can call the offices at 248-203-7744. So we've got about 2 minutes left. I wanted to, Amy, you've got 30 seconds to a minute, so tell us a little bit about we talked about, oxidative stress, and I think we've talked about this in past and other radio shows, but just tell us briefly one of the ways that we can get rid of oxidative stress in the body.
Well, one way is getting our emotions in check, because that can cause a lot of oxidative stress in our body. The food that we put in our body, that's one way to make sure that the food that you're eating isn't full of pesticides and herbicides. Another way is making sure that we get enough rest. We live in a society where we take Ambien and we try and burn the candle at both ends, and it's huge. Getting enough water just to be able to flush out all the toxins in our body, that's very, very huge. We have supplements here that we actually have a supplement here that we can legally say that it gets rid of oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days and 100% of the people. So if you want to call here and find out more about that, we would be happy to share that information with you.
Yes, we actually focused on that about, I think, back in April. We actually had a show where, unfortunately, I couldn't be on the show, but we had two guests call in. We had a former Pfizer rep and his business partner who called in to talk about the oxidative stress. So that is something that I would encourage every person, because this is something that works in 100% of people all the time.
you should learn more about. It really works well with all the other modalities that we're talking about here, and we'd love to share that information with you. So with 10 seconds to go, all I want to say is that next month we're looking to have some functional medicine doctors on. We've got two lined up. If not, we'll get our NLP specialist. So have a great month and look forward to seeing you next month on the third Monday of the month. Thank you.